Now let's look at this, and I'm reading verse 1. And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples saith unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. Now, I think that this is an illustration of how misunderstandings can arise in putting together gospel records or passages of Scripture. Actually, the question arises here immediately, what's back of all of this? Why did they say this? Well, actually, you'd have to go to Matthew to find that out. We've been through Matthew, so let me just make a passing reference to it. He pronounced a coming desolation upon the temple. And the disciples were puzzled because there was a grandeur and glory about that temple and the surrounding buildings, and they wanted to make sure that he'd noted it. They said, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. And Jesus answering said unto him, Seest thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And he asked them the question. They say to him, Do you see these buildings? They want to make sure that he had missed it. And now he says to them, Do you really see them? And this is a great truth, by the way, and a great spiritual lesson is here. Here in downtown Los Angeles, just in the past few years, there's gone up a 40-story building, 42 stories. Right across the way in a block and a half, two 50-story buildings, and catacornered across the street, a 60-story building. And down the street, the greatest downtown shopping area in America, several skyscrapers there, a big shopping mall, a great department store, two hotels. My friend, I want to tell you, you could ask that question today. Don't you see all these buildings? But the question is, do we really see these buildings? We see their beauty, we see their strength, their stability, and their permanence. Looks to me like they're here for a long time. Unless we have a good earthquake or a bad earthquake, so into how you look at it, and that may determine that they'll come down. But actually, all these buildings are temporary, and they're passing away. A true perspective would allow us to see that not one stone's going to be left upon another, only they didn't build them of stone, mostly concrete and steel, but it's all coming down. Paul stated this great spiritual truth in 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. My friend, that is a great truth. Did you know that Nebuchadnezzar walked through great Babylon in his day? And there was a glory about Babylon. And as he walked through it, he says, Is not this great Babylon that I've built? Have you ever seen a picture of the ruins of it? Nothing to brag about there. It's all gone, friends. The glory has disappeared. And around us here today, in Los Angeles, skyscrapers going up. They're coming down, too, by the way, because he says they're going to come down. These things are passing away. Do we really see the things today that are eternal?